It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Farmers face a lot of tough challenges in their work, including the weather, pests, volatile markets, tariffs, and pollution. But one of the most difficult choices they might face is when to say goodbye to the profession.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported in 2017 that the average farmer is older than 57. While farmers might like to see their land endure as a farm, many don't have the resources to pass it on to their children or younger farmers. And many younger farmers, they don't have the capital to purchase land.
In a moment, we'll learn about a pilot program that's trying to bridge that gap between these two groups to preserve Wisconsin's farmland. But first, let's meet Ginger Quick. She's from a longtime farm family and is the second-generation owner of Honey Creek Farm in Green Lake in central Wisconsin. Ginger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Well, can you first of all tell us a little bit about Honey Creek Farm?
Okay. The farm that I live on, Honey Creek Farm, it was purchased by my mother and dad in 1948. They had farmed on rented farms through the Great Depression, and this was the first farm they actually were able to buy on their own, and they were quite proud of it. They did dairy and diversified crops, diversified animals, conventional for that time. We bought the farm from my mother in 1982. We both had full-time jobs, but we were able to buy only half of the original farm because of some family issues that came up, and those were resolved, not easily. We raise grass-fed beef, pastured pork, and garlic now on our farm, garden products. I'm retired. My son helps with the farming end of it, baling the hay, raising the cattle here. He also has a full-time job. And that's kind of where we stand right now. The land has been taken care of. My father was not conventional for his time. He did not believe in a lot of input. He did not like the chemicals. So he kind of stayed behind the times during the 60s and was considered kind of a wayward person for that time. But we have gone back to his practices or stayed with them, organic, low input. I would like the farm to stay in the family because it's much loved. In addition to the farmland that we have here, which we're a small farm, we're under 100 acres, but in addition to the farmland, there's a beautiful woods with some old oaks, some of the old native trees that are growing back there, which we try to manage, keep the invasives out. There's a creek that runs through our farm. It's very bucolic. It's been where all our kids, grandkids took some of their first steps down in the mud and the wildflowers down there. So I think it's important that it stays in farming. Jim and I, my late husband and I worked hard to keep it as it was and still making some kind of harvest from the farm. We would like those management practices to stay the same if possible. Because of the closeness to Green Lake, which is a tourist resort area, I think it'd be prime for development, which I really would hate to see happen.
Well, Ginger, you said you ideally would like to have this stay in your family. That's easier said than done sometimes. What are the challenges? What are the obstacles as you figure this transition out?
Well, the obstacles, I believe, are, well, financial somewhat. I do not necessarily need the income from the farm or from the sale of the farm. I would like my children to have it. I guess the obstacle or the concern I have is I'd like them to still be able to get along, because I know from past experiences, there can be problems when people in the next generations try to do things and not always agree. And I guess I can't control that. But I can control what Jim and I started and try to direct that. I would like to stay in farming. I'd like to stay it in the family.
Before I let you go, have developers knocked on your door or sent you a letter saying, hey, if you're selling, we're buying?
Oh, for sure. I don't get in person, but I get letters. I get phone calls. So, yeah, that's, yeah.
Well, Ginger, good luck figuring this out, and thank you so much for sharing your story.
Okay, thank you. For good luck with all the work that they're going to be trying to do. Thank you.
That's Ginger Quick, second-generation owner of Honey Creek Farm in Green Lake. Now let's bring in two guests who are trying to find solutions for farmers in situations like Ginger's. They're organizing a pilot project called Holding Ground, Letting Go. It provides free in-person training sessions for farmers in northeast Wisconsin. Bonnie Warndahl is a farmland access and transfer specialist at Renewing the Countryside and a certified farm succession coordinator. And Shelley Rothman is executive director of Foxhead Regenerative Agriculture Project. Shelley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Bonnie, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on.
Well, we just heard there from Ginger. She's ready to step on from farming, would like her land to stay in farming, ideally with family. How common is that situation? How often do you run into this this sometimes difficult transition where people have these goals?
Well, I think most transitions are difficult. And they all are different. They're very complex, and there's no one-size-fits-all plan to handle them. So that's why we like to provide this one-on-one technical assistance to help people work through their own individual situations and stories and help them find the tools they need to move forward.
And Shelley, before we move into the project, the Holding Ground, Letting Go, what kind of outcomes do you tend to see in small family farms going through these transitions? How often do they accomplish what they want to do? How often do they end up selling to a larger farm or to developers?
I'd say selling is more common these days than a successful transition. As I said, the transitions are complex, and it's often easier just to sell. But like Ginger said, a lot of them do want to see the farm stay as a working farm and possibly in the family as well. So it's valuable to have programs and resources and service providers that can work with these producers to help make that happen.
Okay, now we've got this pilot project, Holding Ground, Letting Go. Let's get into some of the details of how it works. Bonnie, let's start with you. What are the goals of Holding Ground?
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, the primary goal here with Holding Ground, Letting Go is sort of priming our aging farmer group for transition planning. Because as, you know, Shelley mentioned, and I think a lot of folks know, without having a transition plan in place, we often do see these situations where there might be a quick sale of property rather than see it transition to a new steward. So the idea is that we want to get farmers thinking about transition planning and actually taking those first steps to start that plan. And so what we're doing is we're kind of pulling together a cohort of farmers who are in that 58 plus age range. And we're inviting them to come to two workshops, one at the end of February and one at the end of March. And so those will be sort of half day in person workshops to sort of introduce them to transition planning and some of the resources that they might be able to access. And then from there, we would like to be able to offer that customized transition planning support. So they would each get to work one-on-one with a farm transition coordinator so that they can start to execute that plan.
And Bonnie, staying with you, you said starting at 58, which is probably sooner than people are ready to be done farming, I'm guessing, but this isn't something you're going to do overnight, right? Is part of the goal here to say, hey, start making those plans way before you think you're going to need them?
It absolutely is. And, you know, the reason we pick the age 58 is because that is, you know, in the most recent United States agriculture consensus, there was a, or census of ag, I'm sorry, 58 is the average age of the current farmer. And so we see a lot of farmers actually in their 60s, 70s, even 80s and 90s that are just starting to think about transition planning. And in many cases, it's way too late. A lot of these larger farms in particular can take up to 10 years to do a full transition. So yes, we do want people to start thinking about transition planning earlier. Even if you're a newer farmer, you know, and just recently accessed land, for example, we would like even younger generations to be thinking about that as the long term for their farm planning.
Now, Shelley, part of the story here is money, right? farmers, the new farmers need money to buy that land. The retiring farmer wants to retire. They need money. A lot of the assets involved here are very much non-liquid. Their land, their equipment. What kind of things are you hoping to do in Holding Ground, Letting Go, to get people on a path to figuring out the money side of things?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it is an important part. And again, everybody's story is different. Sometimes the money is more important to the older generation, and they need that to retire. But sometimes it's not. And there are different tools to make that work for both the younger generation and the older generation. And sometimes it requires getting creative. But it's important with this project to really be intentional about your plan and what it is that you really need. So working through the different steps of a farm transition plan helps you think about where your finances are right now and what they might look like in 5 or 10 years, and how much money you're really going to need to retire and live beyond the farm. So that helps address the financial aspect for the older farmer. And for younger farmers, they need to plan too. And that's a different program. But yeah, that intentional piece is really important.
And then, Bonnie, we heard from Ginger, this isn't just a money story, right? This isn't selling your widget factory. This is the land that people grew up on and raised kids on. And there's family issues involved. This is a huge emotional thing, too, this transition. How can you help farmers deal with that side of it?
Yes, absolutely. Farm transition planning is extraordinarily emotional, and that is a piece that I think is hard for people to address sometimes. And there aren't a lot of resources for that. So we are kind of trying to get at the emotional components with this pilot project. For example, we've learned that, you know, farmers going through cohorts together and having that solidarity with each other can be helpful in them kind of getting over some of those emotional barriers. So there is a component of that. And, you know, we realize whether it is within a family farm succession or a non-family farm transition, it's still very emotional for both of the parties involved. So we want to be there to support that on top of the technical assistance.
And then Shelley, a farmer like Ginger, again, might hope that the farmland stays in farming, but maybe that next generation of their family, they are not the farmers of the future. I see on your Foxhead Regenerative Agriculture Project, you've got links to kind of matchmaking services. You need land, I'm leasing land, whatever. What kind of help can farmers leaving the business get when it comes to that matchmaking, that finding the next person, even if it's not a family member, to take over?
Well, we do have in the Midwest, we have the Farmland Access Hub. So we're trying to build resources and technical assistance that helps match those next generation farmers to farmers that need a next generation. Statewide programs like FarmLink programs are also really important. That helps on a bigger picture. And Wisconsin doesn't have one right now. Our Department of Agriculture used to have one, and we are working to revive that. And there's even some talk in our legislation right now. So supporting programs like that and funding them to be successful really helps build the next generation of farmers on a statewide level and provide support that we need. Wisconsin is an agricultural state, and that agriculture is important for rural communities and local economies. So investing in programs like FarmLinks or Farmland Access Hubs or Farm Transition Services are all good investments.
Bonnie, is part of the problem here, do you think, that people, you know, this is a tough thing to think about, a lot of difficult issues involved? If I were in that position, I could see myself saying, I don't want to think about that today. I'll deal with it another day. Is part of the story here just getting people thinking about this and actively taking steps toward that transition?
Yes, it is. I think there is quite a bit of procrastination sometimes when thinking about really planning for passing the farm on to somebody else, because it is so complex and it's so emotional and it can be expensive as well. I'm not going to lie about that. So yeah, I think that people tend to kind of freeze and they just don't take any action. And if they start earlier, and they have a longer span of time to really think through it and access resources that are available before they're at that pinch point where they, you know, might be forced into a sale. We're going to have a lot more success in making sure these farms stay in farming.
And Shelley, the two of you have mentioned you're recruiting this first cohort for the pilot project of Holding Ground, Letting Go. How's that going? Do you have your cohort of farmers? Are you still looking for more people to sign up?
That's a good question. Bonnie's in charge of our registration list, but we've done quite a lot of promotion for this because it's such a special opportunity. There's not a lot of peer-to-peer programs like this, in-person workshops and one-on-one technical service and access to professional service providers, and all provided for free. Yeah, as you mentioned, it's a pilot program, and we hope that it can continue to spread around Wisconsin and even the nation. But we've been doing quite a lot of publicity, so we hope that that people will take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, Bonnie, I'm guessing that people are listening elsewhere in the state saying, yeah, we need this. When's our turn? What is your timeline from this first pilot program to hopefully getting this around the state?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm not sure that I can answer it. I think it's going to depend on the success of the program and being able to secure additional funding to do ongoing work like this.
Shelley, can you leave us with a little pep talk for people wherever they are in the state who are looking at the long-term horizon for their farm and starting to think about this? Can you give a little pep talk to start taking steps, to start thinking and making plans?
Well, it's the same as any other big project in life, and you just do the one next right thing, just one small step towards the bigger picture. We want you to know that you're not alone in this process. We have service providers out there that want to help you find the right path forward for you and your farm and your family. And we're working every day to provide more resources and more programs like this. And there are other farmers like you out there working through the same process. So don't feel like, because you don't have a plan, that you are not succeeding. We know it's a big process, and we are here to support you, and just one small step at a time.
Well, Shelley, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for sharing our story.
And Bonnie, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Rob.
Shelley Rothman is executive director of Foxhead Regenerative Agriculture Project, and Bonnie Warndahl is a farmland access and transfer specialist at Renewing the Countryside. They're organizing a pilot project called Holding Ground, Letting Go, which will give free training to farmers dealing with farm transitions. Earlier, we heard from Ginger Quick, a farmer in Green Lake who is hoping to pass on her farm to the next generation. Well, is this a story in your family, on your farm right now or in recent memory? Tell us about it and how you dealt with that farm transition. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org. ¶¶